boy, how long have we been waiting for TFC to get in that gear, win four or five in a row and, you know, sneak into the playoffs and then go through everybody again?
Prior to this past game that they, or before the Canadian Championship, and they played, I believe in between the two legs, they played New York City FC. And before that kind of stretch of three games, they had a pretty good little run there. They hadn't lost in almost a month, I think. And they had really made up a lot of ground in the playoff race. Of course, the top six teams in each conference move on, for those who are unfamiliar with the MLS playoff rules. But I honestly think for the TFC, it was just a bit of a letdown, right? Because we talk so much about the preseason in the NFL. There is no real preseason for TFC. And then, so in that sense, they kind of used the CONCACAF Champions League, I don't want to say as a preseason, but as a lead up to the actual MLS season, because we saw the rosters they were putting out really early on this year when they were playing in the CONCACAF League. So all the rosters they had going for the MLS matches were full of players that we never have heard of before, because the star players like Michael Bradley and Jozy Altidore and Sebastian Giovinco were all devoting most of their energy and time and training towards the Champions League, right? So in that sense, I feel like there was just a bit of a collective exhalation, a bit of a letdown energy-wise, and then on top of that, they suffered some injuries as well. So now they're running back into form. They're only 6 points, 7 points out, I believe, actually, as of today, before their match against the Earthquakes later today. I think they're only 7 points out of a playoff spot, and that's not a bad spot to be, I think, with 11 games left.
I think Roger touched on it earlier. The last year for TFC was the perfect season. Everything went right for TFC, and it hasn't this year. They poured a lot into the CONCACAF Champions League and ultimately came up short, and then they've dealt with a bunch of injuries, most notably Altidore. Victor Vasquez, who was a key part of the team last year, has missed significant time. And when you don't focus a lot on the season early on and then try and jump back in and make up a lot of ground like TFC has had to, that can be a real struggle, especially if the team is missing players that are key to what they need to do.
Well, you have the injuries, you have the hangover after the great season. The CONCACAF at the start of this year was a tough way. It wasn't a tough way. It was a brilliant performance. They almost won the damn thing. And the offshoot of that is there. But to your point, you know, and this again, to me, guys, I still look at it. They are seven back, as you said, Shil. They have 11 games left. They have two games in hand on the Montreal Impact, who currently have that sixth playoff spot. That is more than doable. And I know New England, DC United, there are other teams in the mix, but basically destiny's still in their own hands. San Jose is terrible, should win today. This is a real must. If they better get a result in this game, but there's still plenty of time to be done. And if I'm the MLS and I'm sitting back, even if I'm Atlanta or the Red Bulls and New York City FC, who have all had very good years, that's the last team, that I want to play in a one game elimination heading into my stadium. And they still have that cachet. And plus, to your point about the injuries, Jeff, if they come back and the team is healthy, I think TFC can be very dangerous. Let's put it this way. They're either going to miss the playoffs or they could bloody well almost win it again, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think what you just said, Raj, in terms of TFC being the team that no one really wants to play, and I know that's kind of a cliche in sports. That's always a term that can be applied to one team or another. But if TFC does manage to make up these 7 points and they oust, let's say, the Philadelphia Union or the Montreal Impact from that last playoff spot or two, and they get to a point where a game does get played here in Toronto at BMO Field, I mean, you know, God help that team who has to come to Toronto and face the legions of fans down at BMO, because I honestly think that might be one of the most raucous, rambunctious fields I have ever seen. Honestly, it has one of the most intense playoff atmospheres ever, and it's a lot of fun. Honestly, a lot of fun to be a part of. I feel like it would be a shame for fans to be deprived of that after the season they had last year.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough, because even if they make the playoffs, getting a home field game in the playoffs is going to require leapfrogging a couple of teams, and I don't think so. But again, they still have the cachet yet. There's no question about it.
No doubt, they have proven in the past that they can be the best the MLS has to offer. Looking at the schedule, 2 weeks from, or a week from today, they'll play the Impact in what could be their biggest game of the season. They win tonight, they get 3 points. Then they cup up against the Impact, and it could be a 6-point swing if they're able to beat the Impact at home a week from today. That would be crucial for their run to the playoff.
What's interesting too, guys, and again, you know, we talk in general terms about the CFL and the crossover and how the league operates, a smaller number of teams. MLS is like pretty much mirrors European soccer in a lot of ways. There are other championships throughout the course of the season. Other major international events play havoc with your schedule, and you've got a plan if you're going to be in Champions League competition, whatever the case may be. The Canadian Championship, another example. It pretty much mirrors Europe and the British, you know, Premier League to a T, except for one thing. There are sudden death knockout playoff games. Why is that? Like, I had this discussion with John Molinaro. He says, well, you know, it caters into the, you know, North American fans' appetite. But on the flip side, everything else the league does runs counter to that. Like, when I first started following the MLS, I had a hard time. Canadian Championship? What do you mean? You're playing Canadian Championship. Who cares about that? But as we saw the other night, TFC's won it 3. They do care about it. So you can have so that keeps the interest going all the way. Why don't you just declare the winner of the Supporter Shield, the MLS Cup Championships? Or is this, again, about money, trying to figure it out, and you want to play soccer in December?
I think you hit the nail on the head right there, Raj. I think it's all about money. I think they know that they'll get eyeballs watching their games. They can sell merchandise. They'll sell tickets. The stadiums will sell concessions. Because otherwise, I 100% support the idea of just ditching the playoffs and making it the winner of the table gets the MLS Cup. If only because, and don't get me wrong, I'm not the world's biggest Premier League fan over across the Atlantic, but I think if the idea is to bring that style of the game to North America, I think you might as well have started with that. But then again, I can't disagree with John Molinaro too much because he's right. I feel like playoffs do play into the North American sensibility. We talked about it before, Raj. Wild card games, the one single elimination playoff in baseball, the NFL is like that. Yep. You know, I think it's so accepted.
It's ingrained.
Here.
It's ingrained. Yeah,
it would be weird for you not to see that.
Talking to a lot of, I think the key for the MLS and expanding is grabbing those casual soccer fans and making them big fans. And for a lot of casual fans, not having a playoff is hard to comprehend. And I think the MLS not necessarily has to, but I think it plays a big role in bringing casual fans over by having the playoffs. It's something that North American fans are used to, and I think it is beneficial to them. Obviously, it's all about money. That's why they do it. But having a playoff would bring fans to the league to watch those games, and then they're hooked because it is a fantastic product.
Well, unlike the CFL, unfortunately for the CFL, the Argos could not really capitalize on their Grey Cup last year in terms of attendance. TSC attendance remains very strong, even with the team almost out of the playoffs, deep into the standings, seven points back with 11 to play. So still with a crack at a playoff spot, and the interest remains strong.